Digital Radio. On the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
The Sports Cast, November 7th, 2025. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net, or follow us on X and Instagram at the Sportscast One, and check out our app, the Sportscast for iOS. NFL Week 10 preview. We got a lot to talk about: the Raiders, the Cowboys, the Niners, Antonio Brown. He's back in the news, and of course, a little bit of Jacoby. And join us all the way from the Bay Area, Ray Sherrod. Welcome back to the Sportscast,
man. Santiago, thank you for having me here. Can't wait to talk some football with you, my friend.
Absolutely. First, we'll start out with a sad story. The Cowboys defensive end, Marshawn Leland, he committed suicide. Young, 24 years old, from LSU, tied of a suicide after a small infraction, police pursuit and a vehicle crash. Quite sad. Ray, what are your what do you think about all this?
Mental illness, guys, we have to really take serious. It doesn't matter how old, who you are, how much money you got. When people have mental illness, he did send a text out to people saying goodbye.
Wow.
And so family members actually got the police to go after him, to search, to check. They did doing what is called a welfare check, where they check to see how he's doing. And they found him, he committed, committed suicide. But he did send a text, and this is, I read on ESPN, Schefter said that he did send a text out to some people saying goodbye. So we really got to take mental health, folks. This kid gone way just young, man, just a baby. So very sad. My heart and prayers got to his family, his team, and everybody. Cowboys, LSU, it's just sad. It's really sad.
Yeah, quite something. Condolences to the Neyland family, and we'll see what happens this weekend. Maybe the Cowboys could get their win and dedicated to Marshawn Neyland. Yesterday might have been the worst Thursday night game as far as my memory goes back. The Raiders lost against the Broncos 10-7. The Broncos defense shines, offense struggled. I didn't watch much of the game, but
I watched it. I did.
Give me your analysis on this one.
Probably in my 52 years of life, the worst Thursday football game I've ever seen, folks. This was horrible. I mean, the Raiders was actually doing really good, and they still couldn't win. The Denver handed the wins, like, here, Raiders, we don't want it. And the Raiders, like, we don't want it either. Block kicks, horrible. Just holding on to the ball. Geno, you got to learn how to release the ball. I don't know what it is with guys that hold on the ball and they go backwards. They run backwards and then they get tackled. Just a horrible game. Geno Smith, he got tackled, his ankle was I think he messed his knee or his ankle up. He
rolled it over.
And they still kept him in the game. I don't understand. When you see a guy limping on the field, take him out of the game. Don't let him play if he's limping or injured, because guess what? You're going to end up like Jaden, in the last game, with the elbow. There's no reason that you should keep these guys in here if they're injured. It's stupid. And it was, you're right, SPG, horrible, awful just, you got God. The first of all, the wind was really bad. It was very windy.
It was up in Denver, Mile High Stadium.
And I'm like, and the punts, even the punts were horrible. The kicks were horrible. I mean, the most stupidest kick penalties I've ever seen. Guys kicking on the side of their foot, balls going crooked. It was horrible, horrible. And I'm sorry, Geno is not a starter, folks. I know Geno did good in Seattle, but he is horrible. Sorry. Yeah, horrible.
Jacoby Myers, did they felt that trade? Even though Myers didn't really play much in the last couple of weeks, but will this be a plus for the Raiders to let him go? Because he was had an attitude there.
Yeah, let him go. Maybe he'll play in a better system. They did when they got Bowers back. They played excellent. They played really good. Bowers,
he's the main guy there.
He is the guy. Him and Ginty. You got to give credit to Ginty. Ginty did his thing last night, but they just couldn't. I just don't. Did you see in the game? Geno Smith was yelling at Mostert because Mostert didn't block. He was supposed to block for Geno, and then out of the blue, I don't know if it was I don't know who it was. I don't know if it was one of the guys just hit Geno, and so Geno had to go off on him. And even on the bench, he was yelling, and then he had to keep his composure, and he had to say, "Hey, man, look, I'm there." You go. He's like, "Man, what is this?"
With Kenny Pickett,
yeah, you know, it's like. But then he went back and says, "You know what? I'm sorry, my bad. I'm just blowing off steam," you know. But it was too late. The damage was already done. They were mentally not in the game. And I'm not giving the Broncos a pass either. Bo Nix played like
crap.
Baby boo boo, man. Like it was horrible. I'll give it up to the defense. The defense on both sides, man. Crosby, Benito. I mean, these guys was on fire. The defense showed up.
Yeah, Bo Nix had 150 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. That's a lot for Mr. Nix. Let's look at the team stats on the defense. Total yards, offense 220 and 188 for the Raiders. Passing, okay, let's see. Where is sacks allowed? Two. The Raiders allowed six sacks. What do you think about this Raiders team? You know, obviously with Pete Carroll, coach, 74 years old. Is it time for a change? You know, Pete's done his job.
Pete Carroll, God bless you. You did a wonderful job with the Seahawks. You got a championship. You're an amazing coach. But it's time to either, A, get your job up in the office somewhere, get your broadcasting job. But I think the days of coaching – people know your playbook, man. They know what you're doing. They know how you're playing. They got films and films on you. They know you. The gig is up.
It's too much data out
there. It's too much data. I'm sorry. You know, the game has changed. And so they just, these guys, you know, I mean, good Lord. And then they kept running. I didn't understand. Why are you running Ginty up the middle? Just kept running it. It was like, you're behind. You need to throw the ball. Why are you running? Oh, my God. And then there was Bo Nix. He threw a Hail Mary, and the guy was covered by two people. Yeah, I mean, right there, yeah, that was a great run that he did. But there was also a lot of other times they really needed to get the ball out. And then Tucker, the Raider had a touchdown, but it had to get erased because stupid holding penalties and offsides. And I'm just like, oh man, this is a horrible game. I got a lot of respect for Bo Nix. I think he's gonna have a great future, but this was just, you can't show up in the third and fourth quarter. Bo, you got to show up from beginning to end. And that's how Denver's been doing it. They're the comeback team. They come back, but you are not going to go deep in the playoff. You're not going to win championship games if you have to rely on coming back later, because there's going to be teams that are going to blow you out in the first and second quarter.
and they play the Chiefs in a week from now. So
they're going to lose. They're losing. I think they're going to lose. I honestly think the way that they played tonight, I think they're going to lose to the Chiefs, man.
Quite something. November 16th, yeah. My dad's birthday, so.
Oh, happy birthday. Belated birthday to your dad. The Commanders, I think they could beat the Commanders.
Yeah, that's a winnable game.
Yeah, that's a winnable game. I even think
Raiders again probably be winnable.
I don't know about that.
The Packers, not so much, but I've seen crazier things.
You know, Packers lost Kraft, and so that's a huge.
That's a couple points down from that.
That's a couple. I mean, when you lose an awesome tight end like that, the game's changed, man.
Yeah. We'll see what happens there. Your Niners beat the Giants 34-24. McCaffrey 106 yards. Not much to see here, right?
You know what, man? I'm like this. Everybody keeps talking about when is Brock Purdy coming. When, you know what?
I don't think it matters anymore.
It don't matter. We don't need look. We got Mac Jones, okay, and he's doing great. I'm sorry. Yeah, we have CMC.
Is this something that you are thinking, hey, maybe Jones is the guy, or hey, he's just a placeholder. He's just a Cooper Rush.
You're making $50-something million a year. $50-something million a year.
Yeah, but you can always pivot to Jones, Ray, if he's that good.
I'm like this, okay, and I'm gonna keep it real. It's all about next man up. And if this man is winning, look, 235, two touchdowns, no interceptions, and also give Christian McCaffrey, thank you. This man is our running back and our number one receiver.
And
man,
he's healthy in October and November.
Bubble wrap him and make sure he is all set to go. Plus, we got Brian Robinson to back him. I mean,
how's that trade working out? Good?
It's so good. It's good. It's right there. Hey, I'll take 53 and a touchdown. And then look at that average, 10.6. 10.6. Come on.
Well, there you go. the Niners. And you guys didn't have any trades this past Tuesday, right?
I'm looking right now. We got, you know why?
Brandon Parker?
We get Ricky coming back soon. Our boys are going to get healthier. I'm glad that we got the injuries and all that in the beginning. Because guess what? We're going to need these guys coming now and to the end.
And look at that division. NFC West, Seahawks 6-2, Rams 6-2, Niners 6-3, Cardinals with Jacoby. We'll talk about that later.
I can't wait to talk about the Cardinals. I want to talk about the Cardinals really bad.
A banner about that. Cardinals Jacoby Brissett starting job after Monday night versus Cowboys. Of course, Kyler Murray is going through a foot injury, I believe. But that might be just an excuse.
You know what has really happened? Come on. Let's keep it a buck. Hey, Murray, guess what? Can you still keep your injury? Because Jacoby Brissett's just doing a good job.
It's been in the system. It's working out for him. All the teams he's been with, the Patriots, Seahawks, whatever team, this one's working out for him.
Dude, he McBride, Marvin Harrison, he's doing what Murray was supposed to do with these guys. He's running, and he's doing his job. The numbers don't lie. He is better than Murray. I'm sorry. Murray, sit on the bench, hold the clipboard. If you have a good thing going on, you don't put the man on the bench. You go roll with him.
He's no Cooper Rush, though. He's a little bit better than him.
He's a lot better than Cooper Rush, man.
You know what? I referenced that because at one point, Cooper Rush was starting for the Cowboys. I thought he might be a keeper, but, you know.
You know what? You know what it is? It's the system.
Cooper
was in the Cowboys system. It worked great for him. He comes to the Ravens. It's totally different.
He ain't no running Lamar Jackson guy of quarterback.
I'm be honest, folks. When Brissett was playing for the Cardinals, I'm like, he'll be one and done. No, he is playing great. Same thing with Mac Jones. If these guys If you're, look, GMs and coaches and all these guys, your job is on the line. If you are winning,
which is
if it ain't broke, it don't fix it.
Is the result.
If it ain't broke, don't try and fix it.
Who has more upside, Mac Jones or Jacoby Brissett?
Ooh.
I was in Brissett.
You know, because he's a little bit that's a tough one because, you know.
Because Gannon doesn't sound like – I mean, he doesn't like Murray, I've heard. That's what I read from the psychological face.
Yeah. Well, Murray got paid. When he got paid, he was like that elite and all that. They went down. I hate when quarterbacks or when guys get their money
and they don't play or they get injured all of a sudden.
You know, hey, why do I need to play, man? I'm a millionaire. Well, dude, turf toe? Come on, toe.
Turf toe, you can't fake it. You can't fake a turf toe.
Bro, if I'm making over 50 million, if I look, put yourself in an owner's.
You can't live in downtown San Francisco with that.
If I'm an owner and I'm paying you 52 million dollars and you can't play because your toe, man, numb your toe. I don't bandage it. I mean, what do you? Come on. Well, but Brock, I love you, Brock.
So Brock has more upside.
You know what? Right now,
Mac Jones.
I'm going with Mac Jones.
Interesting. You know I think Jacoby has a better shot of being the starter at the Cardinals than Jones being the starter at the Niners.
You know why? I'm sorry, but look at who do you have? Who's got better toys, Brissett or Mac Jones?
Oh, Brissett.
Kittles, CMC.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of close. You said the Cardinals have a little bit of a younger swing.
Yeah, but we got veterans, and we've been to the Super Bowl.
I haven't won anything.
Hey, you should. You know what with the review.
All right. Let's take this plane to Berlin, where the Atlanta Falcons will face the Indianapolis Colts, who lost last week against the Steelers. Atlanta has a strong overall defense. The Colts, the beaut of Sauce Gardner, who just got traded there, who has the edge. In Berlin, Falcons versus Colts, Mr. Ray Sherrod.
Dude, I'm going with the Colts all day. They got Jonathan, they got Pittman, they got Alec Pierce, they got Warren. They got a great tight end, Warren. I'm going with the Colts, man. Their defense is great. Colts.
With some extra sauce, right?
Yes, Colts.
The Ravens, they look like they're coming back, but just one game. Mark Andrews nearing a franchise receiving record. The Vikings' Brian Flores knows Lamar Jackson really well. So does Ray. Ravens 3-5 at the Vikings 4-4.
Oh, man, I'm just not 100% sold on J.J. McCarthy, man.
Neither. I think he's a bust.
Yeah, so I'm going with the Ravens. Come on, man. Henry.
Where's King Henry? Where's the 100-yard game at?
He's a little old, man. Sometimes it takes time to kind of rev it up. But you saw when Jamar came back, man, and then they look great. Mark Andrews, they still got Flowers. They got Bateman. Ravens. The Ravens to win.
They're running a marathon, not a sprint. They're going to wait to the playoffs. That's where they need to beat the Chiefs and the Bills. Let's go to Tampa, another big team. Patriots booty injury may elevate rookie Kyle Williams. The Buccaneers has a high respect for Drake May's arm and mobility. Drake May versus Baker Mayfield in Tampa. It's a little bit warm, but not that warm.
I got to go with the Patriots on this one, man.
Ooh, that's an upset.
I got to go with the Patriots. They're playing legit. No disrespect to Baker Mayfield, but, you know, he don't have Evans and Emeka is coming back, but is he 100%? You know, and
you gotta be 100%.
Yeah, I mean the Buccaneers defense. Sometimes they show up, sometimes they don't show up. What Buccaneers defense is you gonna get this week? Patriots has been legit, man. They've been legit. They've got guys you don't even know their names, and they're winning games, just like back when Brady was the quarterback.
Love the parody here. The Bills off a huge win against the Chiefs last week. Josh Allen historically does well in Miami and beats them in Miami. Dolphins, Tua turnover has issues. Bills at Dolphins, AFC East. Mike McDaniel has to win to keep his job.
Man, I'm going with the Bills. Come on, man. I believe in Josh Allen, and I don't believe in Tua. Sorry.
No one circles the wagon like the Buffalo Bills, by the way.
Right.
Jaguars got a new Jacoby Myers, 5-3 at the Texans, but they don't have C.J. Stroud. Who do you have in H-Town?
You know what? If they had C.J. Stroud, I'd probably lean towards the Texans, but they're going with Mills and
Davis Mills, but good defense, though.
Yeah, but I'm going with the Jags, man. I'm going to go with the Jags.
Let's go. Jacoby Myers, how many catches? Would be wide receiver one?
Dude, he's going to get probably two catches, man. He's got to gel with learn from
Trevor Lawrence.
So
the Trevster.
I gotta see.
By the way, Jaguars are playing in Orlando next year. Stadium renovations. Giants 2-7 visit your Bears 5-3. Giants lost last week, have the league worst defense, run defense. The Bears are fixing special teams meltdown. Rookie Loveland is emerging. Who do you have in Chicago?
I got the Bears, man. Khalid Williams and these guys are straight legit. They got Kyle Mung, whatever the guy is. This guy's a beast.
The rookie guy.
He's a beast. So, and the Giants just don't have Scadabaugh, and Scadabaugh was like their little engine, man. And they don't have that. Yeah, sorry, got the Bears.
Ben Johnson's turning that ship around in Chicago.
He is. The Bears.
Him and Mike Vrabel, coach of the year.
Bears are legit.
Tyler Shuck, rookie, had a good start last week, lost anyways, but they got him and the wide receiver, Deval Vele. Panthers are warning against letdown versus one team. The defense still respects Saints skill players. This is going to be one of the worst games of the weekend. Maybe not as bad as last night. Saints 1-8 at the Panthers 5-4.
I got the Panthers, man. Tyler Kidd is learning on the job, Like I said, he got a nice little touchdown to I get the names mixed up, but Panthers. I got the Panthers, man. The Aints, sorry, man. Going to Tyler this early, I like Rattler better than Tyler, man. But yeah.
So be it. Browns at the Jets. Browns have a new play caller, Tommy Rees. Jets are terrible. They got rid of Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner. New team, less players. Browns at Jets. Another sucky game here.
This is a horror. I don't know what. Everybody put on your brown paper bags. Don't even matter what side you're on. These teams stink. I think the Jets are pretty much out of it, man. They gave up Gardner. Breece Hall can't carry that team on his back, man. Poor Hall. I feel sorry for him. But I got the Browns, man. The Jets are horrible.
The Jets got a lot of draft picks, so they're going to look at getting a quarterback.
Yeah, they're moving next year. They're on the next year.
Aaron Glenn could say, hey, it's a quarterback issue. Your Cardinals, Jacoby Brissett at the Seattle Seahawks division showdown. Jacoby Brissett led offense more efficient. Seahawks, the elite early game. This is a good Seahawks team. We also got to pick trade. Who do you have, Cardinals or Seahawks?
I'm going with the Seahawks, man. McDonald's, dude, he's doing pretty good, man. He's getting like 3-4 touchdowns.
Raheem Shaheed, that's what they got.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a nice little weapon to have.
Sam Darnold, someone else to throw to.
Yeah, that's a great, great add-on. He came from the Saints. So I got the Seahawks. Brissett, don't get me wrong. Brissett's still going to do his – he's going to do his thing. But I got the Seahawks.
Seahawks win the Cardinals. I got the Cardinals. The Rams, a little bit of an injured Puka Nacua. McVay-Shanahan rivalry packed with close finishes. 49ers are good with tiebreakers. McCaffrey remains centerpiece. Who do you have? Rams 6-2 at 49ers 6-3. Isn't that even a question?
You know what? I was earlier in the week, I'm going to be honest, folks. I was leaning toward the Rams. But you know what? I'm going with my Niners. I believe in CMC, baby. CMC and Mac Jones. So I'm going with the Niners, man. We're legit, dude. Respect our 6-3. Niners.
It's a toss-up by the bettors, so you could be right. Let's go to Washington. No Jaden Daniels, who will not be in the IR for some reason. The Lions are looking for identity, Ray, but remain explosive and vengeful after last year's playoff loss against the Commanders. Remember that? Commanders' defensive changes, defensive coordinator moving to the field, must stop deep passes versus top-tier offense. Who do you have? Lions 5-3 at Washington.
Lions, man. I got the Lions because the Lions' offense and I think their defense is going to be great. Commanders, man, they got injured defensive players. Luke McCaffrey got a collarbone. He's a broken collarbone. He's out. So, yeah, I got the Lions.
The Lions roar. Sunday Night Football, Steelers 5-3 at Chargers 6-3. Steelers has simplified their defense. Chargers have injuries everywhere, adding Trevor Penning to stabilize offensive line. Who do you have? Steelers at LA SoFi.
I got the Chargers, man. I believe in Herbert. Herbert, you guys respect his game. He's playing great. They also got Vidal. I mean, Vidal's great. Chargers. I respect the Steelers, you know, Aaron Rodgers, but you can only throw to the one guy all the time, you know. So I got the Chargers.
And Monday night extra, Eagles 6-2 at Packers 5-2-1. Eagles have Jalen Phillips from the Dolphins, and Packers are preparing for Eagles tush push. What's going to happen in Green Bay?
I got the Eagles. Hey, they don't have their tight end, and Kraft was a big part of that offense, and not having that big guy, because he, you know, tight ends also do block, so I can see Love getting sacked a whole bunch of times, and you know, I see Josh Jacobs doing a lot of running, but I got the Eagles.
What? You know that Myles Garrett was almost going to go to Philadelphia.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Also, Barkley is still dealing with a groin injury. They said it's all good, but if not, they have Bigsby, Tank Bigsby.
For the Jaguars.
Yes.
Good guy. Jaguars like the trade out players, I've noticed.
Yeah.
All right. Comments. Rude Dig says Cardinals have no running backs.
They do have some running backs. They alternate. There's guys that, you know, they got Carter, they got McDermott, whatever his name is. I mean,
Amari Mercado and Trey Benson and Donovan Knight.
Yeah. I mean,
not fantasy prime.
And then running backs, but, you know, and then Brissett. The good thing is Brissett is mobile, man. He can run. So yeah. And then he also, what else did he say? The reason why Murray is not playing is because Black Ops 7, which is a video game, Murray's at home playing Black Ops. He'd rather be playing Black Ops 7 than playing football. So that's what Murray's doing.
Wow. Another one from Rudrick. Scatterboo was hit by an illegal hip drop.
Hey.
That was like two weeks ago. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember, but it was a horrible injury, and injuries happen, man. There was last night, there was a guy named Power Johnson. He got bent like a pretzel, and they had to take him off the field, man. I mean, he's a big old boy, and he got bent, and they were just talking about how awesome he was, and then right after that, he got hurt.
Yeah, man, nothing to kid around. Well, there you have it. Week 10, a lot of good games. I think I see 2-3 bad games this weekend, like last night. For week 9, there was not much blowout city compared to week 8. You know what? Right. Interesting, because I was thinking about it this morning. It's like there's at least one or two weekends in the NFL where there's blowout cities. I've noticed that pattern the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. But I think things get a little bit better. And it will get better if Ray tells us what is the best way to reach you online.
I am Ray3473, the gaming sideboard. I'm Ray3473 on Twitch. Also, I'm on all the socials. So just Ray3473 on X and Threads. Hit me up there.
There you have it. He's online. He's everywhere. You can reach us at the SportsCast99. Not as everywhere as Ray, but you can go to X and Instagram and Threads at the SportsCast1. We'll be live tweeting throughout the weekend. A lot going on in sports leading up to Thanksgiving with the Cowboys and the rest of the gang. Anyways, Ray, what a good show.
Was weekend. Man, I love this sport, man. And guys, don't forget, there's also NBA and there's hockey. It's
your Warriors are number seven.
But yeah, I know, man. We got beat by Sacramento the other night, man.
California Derby.
Yeah, and my DM was getting hit, but you know what? Hey, it is what it is.
It is what it is. It's early. What matters is April.
Exactly.
All right. Well, this was your update.